time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go out into the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here for my court day. I'm late, though, because I was supposed to be here at 8:45, but I missed my bus.
So you're out here smoking a cig. Why are you smoking a cigarette?
I figured if I go to jail, I might as well, you know, smoke my last couple of cigarettes, right?
So you're enjoying your freedom right now because knowing that you're probably going to jail today?
Exactly. Then I just spent $10 on a pack of cigarettes, and they're gonna throw them away, so smoke as much as I can, right?
Well, what landed you in court in the first place?
Because I've stolen at least 200-300 cars.
Dang, you're like real-life Grand Theft Auto video game, dude.
Oh, for sure. Exactly.
Is there anything you want to say to the people before I let you go?
Yeah, anybody out there, drink a beer and smoke a blunt for me and eat some real food because I'm going to jail today.
What?
You know, he sounds in pretty good spirits for knowing that he's going to be locked up for a little while.
I would be in a crumpled ball, like, sobbing to myself about how my life is over, and he is chipper.
Well, that's how I didn't have to ask, have you ever been in? Because you can kind of tell he's been there.
Yeah, he kind of knows what's going to happen.
I'm excited to see my old friends.
He's like,
right,
sweet. Yeah, exactly. His best friend is in there. He's like, oh, man, I haven't seen the guy in, like, 4 months since they last let me out. And he's proud of the fact that 200 or 300 cars, that's a lot. He's been a success as a car thief
until
he got caught and has now been arrested and going to jail. All right.
What you doing at the courthouse?
You know, I'm just interning, you know?
So what makes you so interested in courthouses?
To be honest, CSI.
Okay.
You know, my mom wanted me to be a doctor. My dad wanted me to be a lawyer. Really? I didn't want to be either. But I felt like, you know, that CSI stuff was the in-between.
What's the most intriguing part about it?
I'd probably say work in like a crime lab, you know, kind of processing evidence and stuff like that. I feel like that's the most interesting.
And also, like CSI, after you crack the case, you get a hot chick next to you, right?
Hey, that's the goal too.
Just like the TV show.
Hey, exactly. You know, like happy ending for both.
Oh man,
he's gonna be very disappointed
when
he shows up to a real CSI lab and it looks nothing like they do on TV.
Reality's gonna set in, and it is going to be over for that guy.
He's like, wait a second, I don't get to drive an Escalade on Miami Beach with a bunch of hot chicks.
And where's all the fake boobs? Yeah. I don't get it.
And why all like the gruesome murder and me having to spend just hours inside?
Yeah.
Looking at slides of blood all day.
You know, but
it smells terrible in here.
It's really good to know his motivation isn't like justice and safety for the public.
It's TV publicity.
Yep. Are they going to frost my tips when I get the job? Is that what happens?
What you doing at the courthouse?
Well, I'm trying to straighten out a rental mess for an injury where I live. They more or less punked me off, and now they're trying to evict me.
Wait a minute. So you're the one that got injured, and now they're trying to kick you out?
Yeah.
How'd you get injured?
We have sliding doors in our apartment, and it actually fell on me, and they didn't put the right equipment. It fell off the roller.
Oh, so you were just walking by, and it fell on you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And so then what happened? What'd you do?
I sent a letter to corporate complaining that I wanted compensation for my injury, but they're trying to evict me.
Is there any advice you want to give to other people going through this?
Man, go for the jugular.
Oh. Get it, Granny!
Yeah. Don't let them survive at all. They're trying to evict you. You take whatever you have in your hand right in the jugular. Don't let them walk away.
Who has the gall to injure Granny and then kick her out into the street?
Right? It's what you're doing at the courthouse, where you go down to the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
And I'm just chilling. I got off a 4-day run out in the jungle.
4-day run in the jungle? What was that about?
Well, that's for everybody to figure out. I'm sure you can do the math. You know what I'm saying?
I can't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it's a dime. It's a nickel. It's something to tickle. You know, it's just.
So you're on like some kind of adventure. We can just say that.
Yes, sir. I'm Santa Claus, and I'm like the middle Santa Claus as well.
Okay, and so you are currently Santa Claus, or what'd you say?
I'm kind of like Santa Claus, but I don't wear all that red.
You are wearing a red jacket right now.
True, I'm red and lime green today. I don't know what happened to like a Jello, J-E-L-L-O, I don't know.
You do look like a big piece of Jello.
Yeah, all the girls are out today, man. They're looking hard, too. I love it.
So wait, so you dress like this so you can stand out to the ladies?
No, I dress like this because people drive like y'all. He's like, I'm like a walking sign. You will not hit me. I swear to God, you won't hit me.
So So that's the only reason that he's dressed like that.
Just neon but everything.
Well. Apparently the ladies can't resist
yeah,
a guy who's wearing a red jacket and like a lime green pants or whatever he was
and
wearing.
And compares himself to Santa Claus and Jell-O. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that is a sexy comparison.
I like how he's, I'm like Santa Claus, but I don't wear red. And then Jose goes, like, what, you're wearing a red jacket right now.
Bright red.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Can I retract my statement? Can I say sometimes I wear a red jacket?